You are listening to Real World News.
João Pedro Stelile of MST, reasons why Brazilian agrarian reform is at a standstill and why political reform is necessary. The General Coordinator of the Landless Rural Workers Movement of Brazil, the MST, João Pedro Stelile, considers that the agrarian reform process during Dilma Rousseff's administration has been shameful and announced that a new agrarian plan will be introduced by the movement in February at its National Congress. He also said that a popular consultation about the need for political reform will take place on September the 7th, National Independence Day, according to an interview published on Monday by the Brazilian Press Association conducted by journalist Mario Augusto Jacobski. Unfortunately, the balance of the agrarian reform during Dilma Rousseff's administration is negative, shameful, I'd say, because in 2013, only 4,700 families benefited from the expropriation of lands, which is less than what General Figueiredo did during his last year in office, said Stelile. João Figueiredo ruled Brazil from 1979 to 1985, the last period of the 1964-1985 dictatorship. Stelile believes agrarian reform is at a standstill and therefore land ownership concentration and the advance of capital over agriculture are increasing. The leader considers there are several factors contributing to this situation. First, there is a huge influx of international capital over Brazilian natural resources. They come here escaping from the global crisis and invest their speculative capital in lands, ethanol, hydroelectric dams, and even carbon credits, with property titles over the oxygen in our forests. The increase in price of commodities caused by speculation has made the rural sector very profitable, which attracted many capitalists and raised the price of land, he added. Stelile highlighted that the Brazilian bourgeois media, led by Globo, Bejan, and their vehicles, has opened the doors to the false opinion that agribusiness is the best of the best. Lastly, the MST leader recognized that as a consequence of an adverse correlation of forces, the working class has been left paralyzed and the large occupations of lands and countryside mobilizations have decreased. The international financial capital takes over natural resources and agriculture through its economic arm, transnational agribusiness corporations. They control inputs such as seeds and fertilizers, they control technology, machinery, and the commodities market, imposing their prices and grabbing most of the profits generated by agriculture, said the MST leader. Therefore, for each agricultural sector, there is an oligopoly of transnational corporations in control. For instance, we have Monsanto, Cargill, Bunge, ADM, and Dreyfus in the grain sector. We have Nestle, Parmalat, and Danone in dairy, and four or five companies in cellulose, and so on. And their power is so huge that the government does not control them and learns about their operations through the media, he regretted. The MST leader considered that the current model of Lulism, after former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from the Workers' Party, Rousseff's party, of a government that is liked by everybody, has reached its end. The changes from now on in order to improve health, education, public transportation conditions and agrarian reform depend on structural reforms, according to Stelile. We need to redirect the funds that are now directed to banks, conduct a fiscal reform and change election rules, among other ideas expressed by Stelile. Currently, authorities and members of parliament are hostages of the companies that fund their campaigns, he stated. All this can only be changed with political reform, and political reform can only be achieved if the people take the streets. About the MST's National Congress to be held in Brasilia February 10th to the 14th, Stelile said that it is just an event that puts an end to a long process of discussions held in the past 2 years by our constituents and all MST sectors and spaces. They expect over 15,000 activists to arrive to Brasilia to celebrate the unity built around new ideas discussed in these 2 years. The leader said that one of the main ideas is that the MST needs a new agrarian reform plan, a plan that is interesting not only to peasants or landless workers but to the entire society, an agrarian reform that not only deals with saving those without land, but that prioritizes the production of healthy food without agrotoxics, that works on a new technological agroecology system that is able to produce without unbalancing nature. These and other ideas are expressed in the new agrarian plan of the MST that will be announced in Brasilia in February.
You are listening to Real World News.